Hey guys, our goal this year at Dream10X.com is to read 52 books in 52 weeks. And each week we're going to present our 5 key takeaways from each book. And then we're practically going to give the book away for free at Dream10X.com/store. So if you're interested in any of the books that we're reviewing here at Dream10X.com, just go over to Dream10X.com/store. And click on the Stripe link to use whatever credit card you want to buy the book. That you can get it at practically shipping cost, and we'll send it to you right away. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate your support. Hey, it's your boy JC, and welcome to the Dream10X podcast, episode 82. And I'm here with
Dr. Cable,
my lovely co-host. And today we're going to do a quick review of this book. This is called One Simple Idea by Stephen Key, and this came out in 2011. And so just wanted to give my quick 5 takeaways that I thought were interesting from this book. You might think they're interesting as well, or you might not, who knows. But the book is primarily about bringing your ideas to companies and licensing them.
That's cool.
And the whole premise of the book is that it's easier to come up with a business idea and license it to a company to make money rather than build a company around your idea yourself. So that was intriguing. Obviously, it takes a lot of work to bring a product idea to market, especially if you're a solopreneur working in your basement. You got this brilliant idea, you want to create it and take it to the market. It is a heck of a lot of work. Coming from someone who's tried it myself, a software idea, tried to bring it to market, it's very, very difficult, it's very, very time consuming, and it can take a lot of money as well. A lot of people go bankrupt chasing their dreams, and they mortgage their houses, and they max out their credit cards, and it can be a very, very long, tough, arduous road to doing that. So this is an interesting take, kind of an interesting hack on becoming an entrepreneur. Having some other company take your idea and run with it. However, it's not as simple as that. So the devil is in the details here. The second takeaway I got out of this was that, so you've got this great idea, right? And you don't want anybody to steal it from you. Well, how do you do that? One way you can do that is to file a patent.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. That's so hard though.
So difficult to do that, very time consuming. It can take years to go through the USPTO process. It's very expensive. You got to have an attorney or two. So it takes a lot of money, takes a lot of time just to protect an idea that you have no idea if that idea is worth anything.
Yeah.
So a great way to kind of get the same protection for your idea and not spend all that money and time is to get a provisional patent.
Oh, okay.
Provisional patents are issued much quicker, much lighter weight, quicker to get, and far less expensive. I thought I saw it was only like $110 or something like that.
Really?
Maybe it's more, I don't know. But it's much cheaper to get a provisional patent than it is to get a full patent. However, you're only protected for a year under that provisional patent. And then if you're still moving along with your idea, then you can apply for a full patent at that point. But it does help in some regard. Nothing is 100%. There's no foolproof way of protecting your idea, but that does help to some extent. So that was interesting to learn. Another way you can help protect your idea is through non-disclosure agreements, NDAs. That's kind of cumbersome, I guess, if you're like trying to share.
I have an idea, but I can't tell you until you sign this paper.
Exactly.
Like, why would they even want to take
the meeting? Yeah,
they
wouldn't want to do that. But a lot of times if you're trying to get prototypes built or things like that, then an NDA could come in handy to help. You know, as you go out and contract out for help to help put some meat on your idea, an NDA can help.
That makes sense.
Kind of protect that if you can get people to sign it.
Yeah.
The thing that comes to mind, though, is a wise man once said, ideas are welcomed, but execution is worship.
Yes.
So, the whole idea around that statement is that everybody has ideas. Ideas are relatively easy to come by, but to execute an idea such that it provides a monetary return and a profit, some value to you, is very, very difficult to do. So the proof is in the pudding of the execution,
mm-hmm.
execution of that idea. So, and you basically get that out of this book, because my third point is that you have to, in order, once you have an idea, you can't just call up a company and say, hey, I got this great idea. I want you to license it and put it in the market. You have to do a lot of research around that idea.
Yeah.
So before you can even approach a company, you have to prove to yourself that there is an actual market. You have mm-hmm. to go to the market and figure out, is my idea going to be viable? And,
mm-hmm.
and that's very, in and of itself, is very difficult to do. So you have to build a business model around your idea. You have to show how much that idea is going to cost mm-hmm. to build, you know, per item,
yeah.
per unit,
yeah.
how much it's going to cost. So you have to figure out what is it going to take for a company, for me or for a company, to build that thing? What's it going to
mm-hmm.
cost? And then how much can I potentially get out of the market mm-hmm. for that? What's the market size? How much can I sell it for?
Mm-hmm.
What's my expected profit from this? And
yeah.
so you have to build a whole entire business model around it. And that in
That's
of itself
cool.
is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to have, you have to protect the idea, because you're not going to be able to sell it if it's not protected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the provisional patent and the patents and the NDAs and all that stuff are important. Even though ideas are welcomed and they're not all that valuable, if you're going to sell it to a company, you have to protect it, because you're not going to sell an idea if they don't think they're going to have some protection when they go to market it.
Yeah.
Or go to produce it and get it to the market. So all that's very important. What was I saying? So building that business model around that is something you're going to have to do before you even approach a company.
Mm-hmm.
Another good thing I got out of the book was the idea of prototyping.
Mm.
It's always something that's intrigued me. Like, you get an idea, how do you test it out?
Yeah.
So one of the things that you probably want to do is build a prototype. Like some way of, you know, having something that you can either look at or hold in your hand,
yeah,
you know, something, some way, even if it's a cardboard model, a paper model, a 3D model on a
mm-hmm.
computer. He mentions molds
mm-hmm.
for how to create rubber molds. And
cool.
once I read the steps, his simple steps for how to create a rubber mold, I was like, oh, because I've always wanted to create a rubber
yeah.
mold for various things. And he just lists out the steps in one page, and I was like, oh, that's very simple. I could probably do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was neat.
That's awesome.
Also 3D printing. You can 3D print
mm-hmm.
a prototype, and that's another way of bringing your idea to life in some way, so you can look at it and share it and, you know, convey to other people what you're thinking.
Very cool.
My final takeaway from this was terrifying, and maybe you want to just like chunk the book at this point, but in order to sell your idea, you're probably going to have to cold call businesses.
Oh yeah.
And not small and medium sized businesses. You probably want to avoid those. He says you want to go to the larger businesses that have experience bringing products to market. Why is that? Because larger businesses have more staff,
they have more R&D,
they have more money, they have more resources and more experience in bringing products to market. Why is that? Because it's really hard to bring a product to market. It's really, really hard. And so that's why this whole hack of like selling your idea, you know, it's kind of an entrepreneur hack, I think.
Mm-hmm, totally.
It's pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
But the idea of having to cold call businesses to find somebody to try to sell your idea to.
And even getting to like somebody who's a decision maker, that's damn near impossible.
And why would they talk to you in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
So connections are important,
yeah.
and figuring out how to make those connections in companies. And he says that don't send an email out of the blue to some random person. You need to establish a voice comms with somebody first, so they know who you are,
yep.
and that they're expecting your thing that you're gonna email to them or mail to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the cold, I think I would rather run naked through the mall
mm-hmm.
than cold call somebody.
Yeah.
There's no way I'd want to cold call anybody. But, you know, that's part of this process.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of terrifying for me. Like, I could have to cold call companies. And I think those were my big takeaways. He does mention at the end of the book the entire process. He lists out the entire process for how to, like, once you idea bubbles up inside of you, what do you do in order to try to bring it to a company
mm-hmm.
and So each step by step at the very end of the book. And so that was pretty valuable too. And if you are able to get through to somebody in a company, the thing you want to do is ask permission to send them just a high level sheet of your idea. Mm. And once they're able to, like, just a one sheeter that describes and explains your idea, like, very succinctly, not a lot of words, some pictures in there that quickly can convey what you're trying to do and how much you think they can make from this and what the production costs are going to be. If they're interested, then they'll probably nibble, and then you can give them more information.
That's cool.
So that was my takeaway from this book, and I guess we'll see you next book.
All right.
Or not.
Hey, it's your boy JC one more time. I just wanted to give a shout out to some of our sponsors, specifically Avoca Farm. They are located in Paris, Virginia, and they make the best Wagyu beef in all of Virginia. You can find them online at avocafarm.com. That's O-V-O-K-A farm.com. Also wanted to give a pitch for our Viking Rose indoor rowing software platform.
Viking Rose, row on adventure.